Beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simen Reish Nun Dalud on page 48, the last line. Sif Aleph. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Af al pi shebasar chai mutter lahashoso. Even though, as we learned earlier, if you have raw meat, you're allowed to do shehiyah with raw meat. Leave it on the stove as Shabbos is coming in. But hani mili bikedera. That's only if the raw meat is in a pot. But if it's just next to the fire, it's being roasted, it is forbidden to leave raw meat next to the fire close to Shabbos. Because roasted meat cooks faster than cooked meat. And therefore, even though it's raw when you go into Shabbos, we're still worried that you might stoke the coals to make it ready quicker for the Friday night Suda. V'hani mili v'basar shor or eiz, but that's specifically by the meat of a shor or an eiz, which are big animals with tougher meats. Aval basar gediv v'ov she'em menutochim le'evarim, but the softer cuts of meat, like of a gedi of a baby goat or poultry, which are cut up into little pieces, so that would be permissible to leave next to the fire. D'lo chai shidim l'chitui, but these softer meats, we're not worried that you might come to stoke the coals. Shem yechata b'gecholam yischarich. Because if you're going to stoke the coals and make the fire bigger, you're going to burn them. Because they're so easily cooked and they're close to the fire, so they might get burnt. And therefore, you're not going to come to stoke the coals. Pirish, yeitze migeder hatzoli v'yikonis migeder hanisraf. It's going to go out from the category of roasted into the category of burnt. Again, Shem yichata b'gecholam yischarich habasar. She'enu tzarech elo chamimus ha'esh b'lvad. Because all it really needs is the warmth of the fire. It doesn't need the extra fire. So to summarize what we have in the Mechaber so far is, even though we learned when it comes to raw meat in a pot, you're allowed to leave it on the stove going into Shabbos because we're not worried you're going to stoke the coals. But that's dafka by a kedera in a pot. But when it comes to roasting near a fire, so there you can't leave it samal hashecha, because then it cooks much faster. The fact that it's close to the fire and you may come to stoke the coals, but that's only true when it comes to tough cuts of meat like a shor or eiz. But when it comes to a basar gediv v'of, which are cut up into little pieces, so there it will be permissible to leave it if it's raw next to the fire going into Shabbos, because there we're not worried you might stoke the coals, because if you stoke the coals, it will come to get burnt. V'imhu b'tanur v'toch piv betit, and if you put it in an oven and you sealed it with clay that it's in there and it's hard to open, then says the Mechaber, bein gediv v'ov shleimen bein basar shor o eiz, no matter what cut of meat it is, if it's a tougher cut of meat or the lighter cuts of meat, either way it is permissible, because since it's in an oven and it is sealed, we are delo chayshin and lechit, we're not worried you're going to come to stoke the coals. If you're going to come to open up the oven to stoke the coals, the wind is going to come in, it will cool off the oven, and it will make the meat harder, it will ruin your meat. So since if you have it in a sealed oven, opening up the oven is going to ruin the meat, so you're not going to come to open the oven to stoke the coals, and therefore it will be permissible. The ein chiluk bazeh, says the Rama, and there is no difference bazeh beinem hu chay legamri ocean es bashal tas. In terms of this, there is no difference if it's fully raw or it's cooked a little bit. The kol zman she chalal ha guf shalem, so long that the inside of the guf is whole, afal pi she ein olav rosho ukrav mikri shalem. Even though the head or the legs are not attached to the guf, that would still be considered shalem. That's what we'll go till tonight. That's opinion number one, the opinion of the Mechaber. And in Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow night, we'll go for the Yesh Machmirim. But now we'll see the Mishabura, and we'll see a lot of details. This is really a two-part shir, tonight and tomorrow night, this Sif and the next Sif. But we'll begin the Mishaburas now and get some clarity in what's going on over here. So back to page 48, the Mechaber says, before Sif Katan Aleph, Ayin bebir alocha sheheveinu sugis ha-gemara b'kitzer. Look in the bir alocha where he brought down the sugi of the gemara in abbreviation. Levar divrei ha-mechaber v'harav be'ilu ha-shtei se'ifim. Where we explain the shita of the mechaber and the rama in these two sifim based on the gemara. It gets a little bit involved. I'm not going to read it through in the shir, but feel free on your own time to read through the bir alocha, which goes through the sugya. Says the mishavurin itself, katan aleph. Even though we learned that raw meat is allowed to be left on the stove going into Shabbos, that's only true by a kedera. Says the Mishabura, Mutter lahashoso, Hainu shem mutter litin lachadchila, lahashoso agave kira vetanor afilu im enam grufim vikatumim. Raw meat is allowed to be left lechatchila going into Shabbos on a kira or a tanur, even if they are not swept out of the coals are not covered, it's still a mutter. Dekevan shuuchai, as we learned previously in Reish and Gimel, since the meat is raw, masiach daito mimenu, a person takes his mind off of it, ad lemachar, until the next day. Ubuchol halayla yochol lehisbashel blochitui, and over the entire night it's able to cook without you stoking the coals, v'kanal v'reish simen Reish and Gimel. So that's a summary of what we learned earlier, that you have raw meat, we're not worried you're going to stoke the coals, because it's not going to be ready for tonight's Suda anyway, and it will be ready for tomorrow's Suda, and therefore raw meat is good to go. But that's only when it comes to a kedera, something that's in a pot, aval betzoli she'etzel ha'esh, but something that is roasted next to the fire, that would be usur, even if it's raw, to leave it before Shabbos. Says the Mishavur Sivkotan Beis, afilu im tzola es ha'tzoli betanur, even if the roasting is being done in an oven, the tanur mechusa, and the tanur is covered, ach she'eino tu'a petit, it's just not sealed, it's still going to be a problem, because chashinan she'egala ha'kisui, we're afraid you might reveal the covering, v'yechate sham b'gecholim, and you will stoke the coals over there. So he said, b'tzoli she'etzel ha'es of katan gimel, la'fuke tzli keder, this is coming to exclude pot roast, that dino kebekedera umutter la'shoso b'chai. So when we say over here that there's a difference between a kedera and tzoli she'etzel ha'esh, so a roast that's next to the fire is coming to exclude a roast that's in a pot, meaning you're roasting meat in a pot without liquid, so that's going to follow the same rules as being in a pot with liquid, and you're allowed to leave it on the stove if it is raw. And if you look at note number one, he explains, Bebir Tzli Kedar, in explaining what this pot roast is, Rashi writes in Psachim, Shu Basar Shemavashlam Oso Bekedera Below Mayim Ushar Mashkim. It's meat that's being cooked in a pot without water or any liquids. Ela B'mayim Haniflotim Mishmono. It's only being cooked in the liquids that come out of the fats of this animal. And therefore there's no liquid there, but still we're saying in the Mishabura that has a din of regular cooking, and the Achronim say two different reasons, either because the juices that come out is like cooking it in water, or because the fact that there's a pot there separating between it and the fire, it's more like cooking than like roasting where it's straight up, you know, facing the fire with nothing intervening. But either way, the Mishabura tells us of Katan Gimel, when it says a roast that's next to the fire, it's coming to exclude number one, a pot roast, which is a roast that's in a pot, that has a din of a regular cooking in a kedera, which you are allowed to leave on the stove if it is raw going into Shabbos. Gam miyet hamachaber bazeh, the machaber is also excluding by this case, im nosno agabe ha'esh mamish, if you actually put the meat in the fire. Here we're putting it next to the fire, across from the fire to be roasted, as opposed to putting it in the fire mamish. Disham afilu b'visar gedi aser, even if it is basar gedi, not a tough cut of meat, a lighter cut of meat, that's still going to be aser, ukid l'kamovis sefbeis, like we'll see tomorrow night in sefbeis, ayin sham atam, we'll see that the reason. So here the tzli that's across from the fire is coming to exclude the pot roast, which is like a regular pot, and it's excluding when it's actually in the fire, where it's going to be more machmir as well, as we will see in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. And we turn the page to page Chaf Hei. So we said, if it is a case of tzli she'etzel la'esh, it's aser la'anichol san l'chashecha. There, if it's raw meat, you can't leave it across in the fire, because we said it cooks fast, and you might come to stoke the coals. Says the Mishabura in Sefkatan Dalet, aser la'anichol, you're not allowed to leave it. Im lo she'yesh hus mi bodyom lios nitzle kolkach. Unless there's enough time before Shabbos that it's going to get so roasted, she'yeh mitzdamik v'ralo. That by the time Shabbos comes in, it's going to be so roasted that any more roasting is going to make it worse for you. So then that would be okay. That would be going according to the first opinion we had in the beginning of Reish and Gimel, that in order to do Shehiyah, you have to have it mitzdamik v'ralu. Uladeya shnia shom, according to the second opinion that we had over there, sagi in nitzlam ibodyom kamacha ben jusoy, it will be enough if it was roasted from before Shabbos, the amount of macha ben jusoy. The reason why it's a problem leaving it there if it's not cooked, if it's raw or partially cooked before Macha Ben Jusoy, is because it cooks very fast when it's across in the fire. Kasvu ha'achronim b'simen reishin and gimel. Dimine kidneyos v'yirakos, types of beans and vegetables, ushar dvarim rakim, and other soft things, afilu b'kedera memarin lehizbashel. Even if they are in a pot, they cook very fast. V'alkein afilu b'chai, therefore, even if they are raw, chayshinan behen shem yechate, we're worried that you might soak the coals. That klal, that raw in the pot is okay, it's only raw meat, because raw meat takes a long time to cook, but as we saw earlier, raw vegetables or other things that cook fast, so having it in a pot is not going to help you if it's raw, because you still might come to stoke the coals, because that will get ready in time for the nighttime suda. Fine. So we said again that only when it's in a pot, then it is, when the meat's in the pot, then it's mutter to leave it raw on the stove going into Shabbos, but if it's across in the fire, it's tzli, then it is a problem because you might come to stoke the coals. But then the Mechaber says that's only true by tough cuts of meat, like basar shor or eiz. But basar gediv oof, which are cut up, so that will be mutter. We're not worried that you're going to come to stoke the coals. Says the Mishaburin, Sivkotan vav, the basar shor, shu basar kasha, it's a hard meat. The tzarech bishel v'yosi, and it really needs a lot of cooking. The chayshin and lechatuye, and there we're worried that you might come to stoke the coals because you have a roast. It can cook fast, but it really needs a lot of cooking. So you may come to stoke the coals to get the tough meat to soften up for your nighttime suda. Avol b'shor gedi sevkotan zayin haynu gedi arach, a young gedi which is soft. Sheimenu tachem, which is not only softer cut of meat, but it's also cut up. Avolam einu menutach, but if it's not cut up, tzarech bishel kishor v'eiz. Then even gedi would need the same amount of cooking as a shor ve'ez. V'im yichata b'gecholon lo yischarich. And if you would stoke the coals, it would not come to be burnt habasar. V'chashin on the chitu. And then we would worry about you stoking the coals. So when do we say it's going to be usher to leave it as a roast? That's only these meats that are tough and are going to be harder to cook. So then we worry that you might stoke the coals to get the cooking done quicker because it is be'etzim a quicker cooking process because it's not in a pot, it's a roast. And therefore it might get done in time for the suda. Fine, but a basar gedi v'of, we said, which is cut up, that's permissible because we're not worried you're going to stoke the coals and it's going to get burnt. Says the Mishaburin, Sevkotan Tes, that's mutter. Beinim u'chai legamri oshin is bashal k'tas. This is whether it's totally raw or it's cooked a little bit, less than macha ben jusai, like we'll see later in the Ramah, and we read that before. So then it would be permissible, because we're not worried you're going to stoke the coals. She'im yechata, we said, b'gecholam yischarich. If you're going to stoke the coals, the meat will burn. Says the Mishaburin of Katan Yud, she'im yechata, l'fi tamzeh, according to this reasoning, ein chiluk bein imtzoleo b'tanur shepiv mechusa. There's no difference if you're roasting it in an oven which is closed up, not sealed, but it's closed. O tzoleo megula etzol ha'esh. Or you are roasting it in an open area against the fire. The halkol shari, in all these cases, is permissible, because in all these cases, we're not worried you're going to do chitui, because otherwise it will burn. Aval yesh machmirim delakamei, but the yesh machmirim that we will see tomorrow night, in the Ramah, sovereign they hold the eino mutter be gedi v'of. It's not permissible by a gedi or an oaf, ki im kishet soleu betanur shepiv mechusa. It's not permissible unless it's being roasted in an oven that is covered. V'rak she'ena tu apetit, even though it's not sealed, that's when it's going to be mutter. V'oz amrinam b'gedi v'of t'kosher le'zika. Then we'll say by these softer animals, the gedi and the oaf, where the wind is hard for them, is bad for them, v'lo yiftach piatanu, you're not going to come to open the oven. Then we'll say it's okay. Aval kishet soleu megula etzol esh, but when you are cooking it, straight up in the open against the fire, gam b'gedi v'of chashin v'chitui. Then even by gedi and of, the yesh machmirim holds, we are worried about chitui. That shita we will see, emir tzashem, tomorrow night. Fine, so we said over here, again, so we said when it comes to a roast, we said it's more chomer, and you're not allowed to leave it as it's going into Shabbos, but that's only true by basar shor eiz, because then by doing the chitu it won't get burned because it needs a lot of cooking. But when it comes to these softer meats, like a gedi or oaf, which are cut up and they cook faster, so it's mutter to leave it across in the fire going into Shabbos, and we're not worried you're going to stoke the coals, because stoking the coals is just going to hurt you. It's just going to burn the meat. She'eino tzarech elo chamimos ha'esh bovad. It only needs a light cooking. It needs a little bit of fire. It needs a little bit of warmth. It doesn't need a tremendous fire. Then the Mechaber says, but if it is placed in an oven that is sealed with tit, so then whether it's a gedi v'of, which is shalim, or it's bashar shor eiz, it's going to be permissible, because we're not worried you're going to stoke the coals, because if you come to open the oven when it's sealed in those cases, and to soak them, the wind's going to come in and it's going to cool off the oven, make the meat harder and ruin the meat. Says the Mishavur and Sevkatan Yud Aleph, Yaskasha Abasa, it's going to harden the meat. That's all, says the Mishavur, if it's a roast. The Imu Bekedera, but if inside of that sealed oven you have meat cooking inside a pot, lo mahanik ishatua patid ledeyazo. According to this opinion of the Mechaber, it will not help just because the oven is sealed up. The halo yiskasha, because by opening the oven and the meat is in a pot cooking in water, it's not going to affect the cooking. V'ayin l'kamei b'hagod d'masik d'aminog l'hokel b'zeh. Look in the Ramada, we'll see tomorrow, it comes out maskana that the minog is to be lenient even by this. The svirule kaven she'ena muchan l'chatos, because the second opinion holds, since it's not ready for stoking, it's inside a sealed oven, sharei sasamu b'tik, because it's already sealed up, lo yavo l'chatos, you're not going to come to stoke the coals. And then we said in the Ramah that all these discussions, the Ramah in the beginning is going on the sheet of the Mechaber, and he says there is no chiluk in all these cases, whether the meat is raw totally or it is cooked a little bit. Says the Mishabura in Sivkatan Yud Beis, Koi akol gavni heter v'gavni isra mevoron besif zeh. This, that the Ramah is saying that there's no difference if it's totally raw or it's a little bit cooked, is going back on everything the Mechaber was saying, whatever was mutter, whatever was usser, there is no difference between raw and a little bit cooked. V'dan, you should know, the kol zeh dafka b'inyanenu d'mayri l'inyan tzli. This is all true in what we're discussing over here when it comes to roasting. Aval l'inyan kedera, but when it comes to cooking in a pot, excuse me, otzli kedar or pot roast, the gam kein dino kekedera, like we said before, has the same din as cooking in a pot. Yesh chiluk bein chayl and esbashel ktsas. There is a chiluk, whether the meat is raw or it is a little bit cooked. The bechay mekelinan litno samal chashecha. Like we know already, when it is raw, we are lenient that you can leave it mamish samach l'chashechen, is going to be fine. Bein bebasar shor, bein besar gediv oaf. Whether it's the tougher cuts of meat or the softer cuts of meat, either way, if it is totally raw, you can leave it going into Shabbos. Uben nisbashel tzas, but if it's cooked a little bit, already it's going to be asra afilu besar gediv oaf shemi echata. Even if it's a softer cuts of meat, so if it's cooked already a little bit, then it will be asr to leave going into Shabbos as a shehiya, because you might come to stoke the coals. The lo shaybo aheter sheicharich aydei achitui. It's not shaykh over there that coming to stoke the coals is going to come to burn it. That's not a possibility. Kaven de bekederu, since it's cooking in water in a pot. The tzarich bishul rav, and it needs a lot of cooking, and therefore it's not going to come to burn, and therefore there is a concern of stoking the coals. Uma nikru mevushal ktsas, what's considered a little bit mevushal that would be a problem? So mevur le'el b'reish simen reish and gimel, that we had earlier in simen reish and gimel. Deya kamaisa srule, the first opinion held, shum achi is bashal kol tzarko, that it's going to be a problem until it is fully cooked. Ukeshi is bashal yoser ye mitzamek v'ralo, and if you were to cook it anymore, it will be drying out and detrimental to you. You wouldn't like it. Vayesh omrim shum, the second sheet over there, srule held, once it's already cooked, either halfway or a third, it was a machlokas, nikra bishul gomer, that's considered fully cooked, umutur litno agabe kira, and then it would be already allowed to be put on the kira, v'tanur, she'en gar v'katum. So just giving us a little bit of a chazara, that's all this Mishabur is really doing, that in a case where it's cooked in a pot, so if it's raw, it's okay, but once it's already cooked, you get into problems, unless it's fully cooked, which is either, according to the first opinion, mistamik, viralo, fully cooked bamish, till it will get negative for you, or according to the second opinion, once it's going to be macha ben jusoy, already then it's going to be okay to leave it. The Mishabura then ends off Sifkaton Gimel, which will end with this Mishabura. Sifkaton Yugimel, he says, ktsas, that's going also on that which the Ramah explained the Mechaber that there's no difference in all these cases, whether it's the heter or the isra, the Mechaber was discussing, whether it is totally raw or it is cooked a little bit. The ilu yachol lihitzalos mi bodyom tzali haroi, because if it would be ready and possible to roast while it was still day on Friday to be an appropriate tzli, afilu besar shor mutter, then even the toughest cut of meat like the shor would be permissible. Vine la'el berei simen reish and gimel mevurish te deos ma'u nikra bishul haroi, again this referencing the same achlokes of what's considered bishul haroi, v'hu adin b'inyanenu l'inyan tzoli, the same thing would apply over here when it comes to roast. U'kimo shekasadnu l'malu b'sefkot and dalet, like we said earlier, sefkot and dalet on the top line of the Mishavura, We saw these two shitas again, whether it has to be fully cooked in the tamei v'ralo, or macha ben jusoy, but either way, if it is at that point, then it will be okay to do shahiyah, even if it is a case of roasting without having a kedera with water. We'll stop here, and Amir Tashem will see the second shita, the Eish Machmirim, and we'll see a couple other sifim as well tomorrow.